There you go.
Okay,
Bung it
so now
up.
we're going to start our what are we? Oh, our MMT projects.
Oh, that.
Oh, for so I skimmed through Joe's effort that he sent last week, and I like the tone of it. I thought it was good because it was, you know, calling them out without calling them names. There's a few typos there in there,
Oh,
so
I know.
you're going to go through. Okay, you're
Yeah.
going through that.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, you forgot the number on one of the questions, one of the facts.
Right. Lots of that, I think.
And the thing that is the purpose of that one, in case anybody isn't aware, that effort is going to be on Joe's Substack and possibly on the Par Economy page on the AMI website. But what we're going to work on as a group is going to be for the what Stephen wanted, I think he still wants it, for the AMI response, the official AMI response. So I'm thinking that would be something on the order of what Zarlenga would write somehow, or Stephen. Sometimes he wrote responses, just in terms of perspective and format for what we would look to add. But this will probably take a few weeks. Maybe we could just set out an outline for tonight.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
Yeah, general outline, and then we could hang more details on it, because I think if it's going to be for the AMI, we're going to have to cite it properly.
Yeah, that's, I'm sorry,
Go
you
ahead.
know, the official citation ruler and manager for AMI is Hovert Schuler. I don't go there. That's why I decided I'm not going to let anything get in the way of me putting my idea down and going with it, because I don't have a citation here, there, or anywhere else. So you should know that. You know, I don't know that anything that I've said. I don't want anybody to consider anything that I said in my thing proprietary or my subject matter or whatever. I'm just feeling like I want to put it out there, and I want to make the video on my
Yeah.
want to make the video on my YouTube channel.
Right. You're going to make several videos, though.
Yeah, well, at least a couple. I don't want to threaten too much of it, but at
Well,
least a
if you
couple.
really get into it, that would be great, because I think, you know, a few of them would be, and maybe we could eventually broaden it out to, like, okay, so I was. Sue and I have been looking for places where we could, you know, invite ourselves to present on parody. And so far we've been not successful. But I found this place at Peak Prosperity, you know, that Chris Martinson fellow who
Yeah.
wrote Crash Course.
Yeah.
Well, he bought a farm, I don't know, several years back, to they're learning how to live off the grid, if you will. They've got a farm out east, and it's got fresh water sources, all kinds of stuff. And he's hosting a conference. And so I told Sue, I said, this is a possibility because they're doing regenerative agriculture. But my thing is, I'm just wondering what kind of regenerative agriculture. And they're inviting Lynette Zhang, who is gold as money. And this is what I've been running into in some of these conferences. You know, they're the gold as money group. And so Sue goes, well, we should include some slides in there about the history of use of gold as money, that it, you know, from Zarlenga. But
So
they've
there
also
are
got,
people on there that are going for gold on money. That's what you said, Jerry.
they, you know, Lynette Zhang, I don't know if you know her, but she's a
No,
good, you know, she says get rid of these worthless dollars. And then she has a gun and she shoots out all these dollar paper dollars. And then she picks up a gold
That's
coin.
Stupid shit.
And she picks up a
That's
gold
stupid
coin and
shit.
said, "This is money. This is money. This is what you need." She's living off the grid too. And Chris Martinson does the same thing, you know.
Right. Oh, they all do. They all do. I mean, if you just take the last 20 years, the price of gold, you know, it's a roller coaster ride. And yeah, and yeah,
right.
for the last oh, maybe almost 10 years, it's been on an upward trend. And now that we got chaos going in the financial markets, it's going up even higher. But that stuff's all situational. You know,
it's like
there's a real value. There's a real value to gold, and it's only because the financial people convince everybody to buy it that keeps driving the price up. And it's the same with Bitcoin.
Yes, right. Absolutely. So you've got these crazes going on in each of these different spheres. So we're looking to get ourselves invited. And I said to Sue, I don't want to spend $700 to go be a month. I mean, some of it is, you know, soulmates, because they're talking about agriculture and the land and blah, blah, blah. They've got experts from, you know, they seem to be good experts. I don't know. But, you know, otherwise you have to hang out with the Cybercoin and the gold as money people, you know, and
I don't hang out with them at all, Jerry. I can't.
Well, yeah, but Joe, there's no MMT people there. You got to think of that.
Yeah. That's one of the kind of funny things is that MMT considers their critics to be the standard, you know, everyday, you know, economist who right. says, oh, well, if you just put out all that money, it's just going to be inflationary. So we're not going to do it for that reason, you know, and like there's so many good reasons to not do it. But to me, it's not because it's inflationary, because it's wrong, because they're financing everything they're doing with debt.
It's the emperor's new clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nothing. It is literally nothing.
Right. So anyway, that was my little, you know, my search for, you know, Sue and I to take ourselves on the road about parity. And so far we've been, Sally Fallon was interested, but she said she'll see us in 2025, you know, like after we're 6 feet under.
Or after she is. One of
the yeah, right.
Yeah, see, those are the responses I got out of Congress people. Congress critters.
Oh, man. Oh. So far, our little flyers are the best thing happening. But, you know, we've got, now we can start our little diatribes against MMT. And I would like to, I think we got to figure out how to also get into more about money. Like, that's why I sent the sheet around. We were going over it earlier today at the peak call. What was it? It was a thing that Sue and I analyzed the first part of Saadi chapter 12, and then coupled with Randy sent some definitions, which I thought were kind of Saadi-esque definitions on wealth and capital. And so I included that in the same document. So I don't know if we could use that today for an outline, or does anybody have ideas? Did anybody want to comment on Joe's? We've got
Well, the only thing that I wanted to just say is that I didn't respond to the movie, and I haven't responded to the movie yet. Okay, but I think that when I say we, all of us should be responding to the movie. And I'm just going to suggest that whatever it is that goes out there sort of goes along with the flow of the movie. So that, you know, the first issue that you, to me, the first issue that you encounter is that probably 30 seconds in. That's my guess, you know. But it might be something more than that. But the point is to try to keep it flowing along, so that if we're putting something out that's a critique of the movie, mm-hmm. that it can flow along with the movie, can follow along with the movie. That's the only thing that I'm thinking of. And that's what I hope to do.
How about honest. MMT for Dummies? How's that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or Cliff Notes for the whatever their movie title is.
Yeah, Cliff Notes. Because you're saying this for a title for our effort, because it's going to, we have to keep in mind, it's going to go up on the AMI website, right? On the AMI side, not on our Power Economy.
Well, let me just say this. Stephen has a screen going that he puts everything through to get it onto the website, and I guess I'm the reason I wanted to put my thing out is because I'm concerned about, you know, I'm concerned about whether, for instance, all the things that I said in there would fit on Stephen's fit through Stephen's screen. And I'm sure that it wouldn't, which is why, again, I don't want to do it. But
right.
You guys, for all of us, and I guess I'm just going to say that if it's okay, that I assume that there's somewhat of a amalgamation, if you will, between AMI and the parody group that's I'm going to say still forming, and that I want to make sure that all of our ideas are out there, no matter what. That's kind of how I feel about everything.
So you're saying your article that you wrote would go through a screen before it went onto the Par Economy page on AMI?
What?
A screen of sorts?
I think what she's saying is it's a sieve. It's a sensor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at it as a sensor. I would say.
I would.
You would?
What's your definition of a sensor? And how do you spell that?
CENSOR.
Oh, not SENSOR.
No.
Well, I mean, we could ask Stephen. He is the director so far, apparently.
Well, yes, and he's trying to keep the relationships that he's able to develop with other people.
Right. Right.
From being too objectionable to other people.
Right.
And we want to know how that's going to, like, if he could tell us how he would make that determination if Joe tried to submit his, I mean, Joe can put it on Substack, so.
Yeah.
And there's other places, so we don't, it would be good if we could put it, it would be good to, if Alliance would print it, but, you know, who knows if they would.
Yeah, that's true too. I forgot about that.
As far as a printed item, if you got printed items, I've got the Norm website I can post it on too.
Mm. Ah.
I don't have any videos on the Norm website, not because I can't, but because I'm not sure. I'd have to talk with my web hoster guy to find out what the requirements are.
Hmm.
So, okay. So anyway, but my thing is, if anybody had any, if they'd looked at Joe's piece that he wrote last week, had any ideas or comments, or if we, you know, other than where he could post it or how we, it was interesting to look at his approach, because it's going to be different from what I think we want to put out. And as Joe pointed out, we want to make it specifically a reply or rebuttal to the Finding the Money movie.
Right.
So probably it would be good. I think Randy had some notes that we might be able to use. And Mike said he was going to try to do some timestamps. I don't know if you've been able to do that, Mike. What you called timestamps, I would call notes on the movie, that is.
But I don't have it available yet.
You don't have it available? And then Stephen had some. So anyway, we could start with, if we do, there's 3 minutes left. If we do specifically the movie, then it would be more like Joe said, it would be a flow according to how the movie flowed. Because I was thinking of putting in there someplace, the Constitution where it says money, how to create and regulate the value thereof. It's the duty of Congress to do that.
I think it'd be good to have presentation for the public. So he, we're saying, pointing to the movie so they can pull up the movie themselves, and then just do a timestamp and then comments, and then next timestamp. Or you could do a timestamp and the what MMT says in bold, and then our response.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds good. So, like that.
And so you're talking more or less in terms of a slide presentation? Because Stephen had mentioned a video, but I prefer slides. They're easier to do, for one thing. Is that what you're thinking of? Is that what you're thinking of, Stu?
Well, I think maybe two things. One, you could have the slide presentation, but I think you should also have a paper written.
A written paper.
Yeah, to follow the slide, So some people like to read, through, and some people, a slide is enough for them.
Well, if you do one, you'll have the other, so.
Right, yeah. I don't know if there'd be really a difference because
Oh, yeah.
I don't. Well, what should we tackle first? Just the slides, and that way we could get an outline.
Well, the outline would be for both.
The movie presents the outline.
Okay, so then we need the timestamps for the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means that we have to have access to the movie itself. And I think
Ooh.
Mike's got the movie.
And we're going to get kicked off in a minute. So you mean we'd have to access, or we don't have to watch it again?
Well, I don't have times noted in my comments.
Oh.
They are consecutive. I mean, I could start at the beginning and go through and put the timestamps in here, but I'd have to look at the movie while I'm doing it.
Right. And I think Mike was going to have the. Were you going to watch the. Anyway, we're going to get kicked off. It's making me nervous.
So we
We
can watch it again together and then say, stop.
No, I think not.
I think I'm going to have a. I'm going to have to short socks. I'm sorry.
Okay, should I end this? Yeah.
That'll work.
And Randy's next. We got to wait for Randy's link. See,
Well,
so.
it's the same as the one earlier, so.
Okay, just wait 2 or 3 minutes and then get that link.
Yep.
Okie
Okay. Okay, see you soon
Okay,
through the
bye.
revolution here.